Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G. And the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Christine Hansen. Christine, are you ready to do this?
Hello, George. I am. I'm very excited to be here and thank you for giving me the opportunity to share any wisdom of mine with your audience.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Christine is the founder and CEO of Christine Means Business. She is a boutique consulting coaching service for creatives, coaches, small businesses who are growing online. Christine, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, it's a broad question. So I do different things. It's never straightforward. I think I'm a fully fledged serial entrepreneur or serialpreneur. And my passion is really about building businesses online. So that's really what I adore doing. So I help people with that in a very, how should I say, in my own way, meaning that I do love strategy, but I also really want to make sure that everyone is always doing what feels really right to them. And I call myself boutique because I'm not someone who works with everyone in terms of that I don't even cater for everyone. So I'm quite selective, which is what I've always been. It's what I like myself. And then the other thing that I do is that I curate travel experiences for entrepreneurs. So that's for entrepreneurs who've been in the game for a little bit longer, after a few years. And, you know, when you very often then you hit that point where you're not quite sure anymore if your business is as fulfilling as it was when you started out, because you've grown, you might have outgrown your audience, and it's, you know, you have great revenue, but it's not quite, you know, you kind of fell out of love with it a little bit. So the travel experiences are really to create blank slate and to really pause and make sure you get perspective without, you know, your COO or your CFO, you know, whispering in your ear, but really making sure that you know actually what you want. So I always do different layers, let's put it that way. And then my personal life, I live in Luxembourg. I was born in Colombia, but was adopted when I was 4 months old. So I always say born in Latin America and bred in very traditional academic European kind of family. And I have a little daughter. She lives mainly with her father because that works out much better for us. I'm not a typical mothery mom, so that works well. And yeah, I love my entrepreneurship journey and love sharing whatever lessons I've learned.
Nice. Love it. So the idea, practice of traveling and pausing, getting perspective, getting clarity on what I'm doing, what I want to be doing, that seems like it's probably a good exercise for anybody to do.
I agree. Yes. I think it could be for everyone. The reason what should be for everyone, dependent really independently as to what you do in your life. However, I do feel that very often as an entrepreneur, you have a little bit more of a self-awareness sometimes. And I'm not speaking just like in a kind of haughty way, but just saying that before I was an entrepreneur and I had my steady job, I refer to it as a time where I was kind of half awake, you know, and half asleep. I followed the rules, you know, everything was fine. But ever since I had to, you know, run my own business, making sure I can cater for everyone through my business, I had to do a lot more personal development and became a lot more self-aware. So I think there is a different there's just a different vibe to it. And the other kind of main, not an issue, I don't want to call it an issue, but maybe characteristic, is that entrepreneurs very often have a very certain way of thinking that is sometimes difficult to explain to people who don't have their own business and who don't depend on it. And it's a specific set of issues sometimes that it's difficult to discuss otherwise. So the idea was really to, you know, to take the idea of entrepreneurial masterminds and conferences and retreats, but take it to another level in terms of really creating a cultural experience instead of, for example, just staying at one hotel or in one villa. Because travel itself has so many scientifically researched benefits to it, you know, in terms of your mind starts to work differently, your brain starts to work differently. It's great for creativity and just for your whole essence starts to change. You really stop and you pause and you start to be very grateful, very aware of things. So it's a perfect, perfect setting for this, for my tribe, basically, you know. So that is where, and because I love traveling and I always go from the idea that I first create things for myself that I love and then for my community, this was a perfect fit. Obviously, the pandemic has made it really difficult and we had to postpone it a few times, but we're ready for 2022.
I love it. That all makes perfect sense. So What problem are you helping your clients solve?
It depends on what layer we're talking about. If we're talking about my daily business of business consulting and coaching, most people come to me because they have a huge idea, a blob of an idea. They have a passion. They kind of have an idea where they want to go, but the whole piece in between is missing. So what I feel that I do is I create those stepping stones with them that they actually know how to get from their starting point to their goal. And that can be a mixture of very hands-on strategy in terms of who are you, what is your brand, who do you want to work with, to technical support in terms of, it's not unheard of that I, you know, choose an email software provider with my clients and help them to set it all up and write email sequences, up to how do I create content in a clever way? You know, how do I do social media in a way that it doesn't completely drain me, but in a way that I love it and that clients will find me? All of these things, that's really what I excel at. And I love to look at people's ideas or existing business structures and look at how we can optimize the whole thing and make it work for them, because everyone has a different way of working and how much they want to work. I myself am a very lazy person, so I try to really streamline as much as I can and work a lot of high ticket, which means that I have to work more intensely but less. And that is really what most people like me for and who I then work with, because I'm really convinced that you attract the people who are like you most of the time. So that is really what I do most of the time. So from very strategic, practical, to also doing mindset work, making sure that everything works for you instead of thinking this is something that I should be doing because everyone tells me to.
Mm, right. You should do that. I heard you're not supposed to say that to people, and so I just went along with it. is it possible to? And I saw this on your website. So tell me about working half as much and working half as hard and making twice as much.
Yeah, I love that, because when I started my second business, so that's Sleep Like a Boss, which I'm actually selling right now, so it will be under a new CEO in January. When I started out, my service, typical, you know, the typical one-on-one coaching, sleep coaching package that I had was $800 US dollars for 6 sessions, and then we would add lab testing and things like that. And it was okay, but I needed quite a few clients after I did the math on how much money I actually need to make And that depends on each and one of us. Luxembourg is not the cheapest place to live. So me doing my math, being able to, you know, support myself without any help from anyone, even though I was still married at the time, I really wanted to make sure that I could have an income that, you know, was able to sustain myself plus my daughter if I needed to. And my business expenses, plus I like luxuries, so I had a budget for that. I needed to rake in around $8,000 to $10,000 a month. So with $800 per package, that would mean loads of new clients each month. So it didn't make sense to me. At the same time, though, I knew that what I was delivering was really amazing and awesome. And it was also scientific. So we had, you know, numbers and data to prove everything. And it took me a little bit of, you know, mindset work in terms of finances to raise that quite a bit. And one day I was ready. So I raised and I changed the main package to one VIP day for 10,000 and I sold it. I literally just went out there and I sold it. And that was my new normal, which meant that instead of needing 10 clients a month, I only needed one. And I've never gone back ever since. I've always tried to, how can I collapse time, which is basically what you will be charging, obviously also for your skill and what you are delivering. You need to be good at what you're doing. But the more you can collapse that time and effort for your client, the more you can ramp up that pricing and can have a comfortable life, you know, not killing yourself and being able to, you know, cater for your clients really well, making sure that you're constantly still present, because otherwise what will happen is the very typical feast and famine cycle where you give everything into marketing, being visible, then you get your clients, but then you don't have time to be visible anymore. And so that's where the whole feast and famine cycle hits.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
And if you always have time to show up without any stress, you're just a constant, which is just very relaxing. And at the same time, you do work intensely. But I do find working with those clients is a lot easier because everyone has skin in the game. So the motivation is just differently. And that is what I teach my clients as soon as I know that they can actually deliver what they are promising to deliver. Obviously, if you're really, if you can't serve, if there's nothing interesting about you, then we'll have to have a discussion. But most people I know are actually overqualified. They're really good at what they're doing. Sometimes they don't know how good they are, but in general, they're very, very, very skilled and gifted and have a lot to offer.
Is that oftentimes, is that one of the big keys that unlocks it, is just the recognition that what you're doing is immensely valuable and you're simply not charging nearly enough.
Yeah. And sometimes I think it's twofold. One issue that I see is self-worth and the whole kind of rapture that's tied to that, in terms of that we are not used or not encouraged to even list all the things that we're good at, because it's bragging. Bragging equals negative and going straight to hell. So, you know, being proud of yourself is very different, and acknowledging what you can do. So that's one, where it's about how to reframe how you actually talk to yourself. Most of us were much harsher with ourselves than we would ever be with friends or family or loved ones. And then the second half is to really analyze how much you can save others in time and in pain. Meaning, everyone can literally find everything on Google. Absolutely. Like, everything is available. You can find every course, every certification, every article on Google. What people pay us for is that if they have a question, instead of having to read 10 articles, knowing what to type into a search engine, watching a 20-minute YouTube video, or maybe more than that, they ask us the question and we can answer immediately because we have everything in our brain and we can distill it within seconds. So the more you're aware of how you are collapsing time for your clients, the easier it gets to put a monetary value on that. Because if there's one thing, and especially right now, that we're very much aware of, is that we don't live forever, and saving time to do things that really brighten us up is the commodity that I think is the most valuable out there.
Yeah, I think that that's right. Information is, in fact, free, to your point, but to curate it, to be able to provide your expertise and clarity quickly and succinctly, and to use your term, collapse time, is in fact immensely valuable. So I appreciate that. And so the ability to do that, and then your knowledge of all the different ways that I can market a business online, that to me, just thinking about it, is absolutely overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes I'm still surprised, you know, because I've been starting this in 2015, which is 6 years. In general, that's not a long time. In internet land, it's an eternity. A lot of things have happened in 6 years. Marketing has changed. The tone has changed. Things that worked, you can forget about right now. And other things are suddenly working that wouldn't have been thinkable half a decade ago. So, and plus, you're just in the game, you get to know different tools and access ways and access points, that when I work with my clients and I share tips that to me are just no-brainers, it is great to see those eyes brighten up and like, I had no idea that even existed. So for every coach, I feel we have those moments. It's always great to be reminded of that. And it's just resources that you learn through experience, through successes or through failures. So it's also great to tell your client, you know, you can try, just from personal experience and from experience of working with other people. It might not be what it's being sold to be. I think you can really help in so many different ways, or just by asking the right questions. Is this a valid argument, or is it an excuse from your subconscious to keep you safe, but it's not actually true? So there's so many different elements that come to consulting and coaching, which is why I always say both. Coaching is really where we ask the questions, whereas consulting is where here are some tools that you can choose from, or that I would advise to have a look at, you know, that it's incredibly valuable, and everyone has that skill set. It's just that we very rarely actually do an objective intake, because we take it for granted and because it's fun. And we grow up with fun not being valid. It has to be painful. It has to be really long, especially in academic standards. You know, the longer you study and the more grueling it is, the more you will be paid. And if you then suddenly jump into something that is effortless for you, not for others, but for you, you feel like you don't have the right to charge anything. which is not true.
That's a really, really important thing, right? That growing up with the idea that, that fun is not valid. How in the world could I actually earn a living doing something I enjoy? The only way to do that is going to be pain and suffering. When in fact, it's incredibly possible to do the work that you enjoy and that really fills you up, and you can get paid to do it.
Yeah. And I think it's a trend that the newer generations are picking up. And especially now after a pandemic where a lot of people were home, I can see it specifically with friends who work in huge law firms where the culture was really you start to be on partner track. You have to work huge hours, work tons, not get paid in the beginning. And, you know, the people who are now joining, they're just not having it. First of all, they don't care whether they do partner. They don't even want to because they want to live a life. They want to actually enjoy time with their family instead of just having one and seeing them on Christmas. And they're also not in the same mindset anymore that you do one thing all of your life. I think that's what we grew up with. You know, you have one job and you'll finish that, you know, you progress in that and that's it. So what they are seeing now is that they're having incredible issues to get people back, first of all, into the office. Nobody wants to, you know, scale back from the home office thing and wants to be stuck in traffic every day. And it's the same incentives that used to work are just not doing the same job anymore. So I'm enjoying this because from the sidelines, I don't think I would if I was probably in a position, in an HR position there. But it's a global change that I think is very interesting to observe. And I think it's going to create much happier people in the end.
Yeah, totally agree. Well, Christine, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So my tip is for everyone who, well, it can be for everything, every choice that you do. And that's the phrase, the sentence, or the, I don't even know what it is, but basically whenever I think about a choice or a message that I want to send out into the world, I always go from the premise, it's for me, for you, for us. But it starts with me. And I'm the most important person in my life because I'm the one living it. And really getting away from, ooh, how selfish equals, you know, horrible, careless, you know, person. But that's just not true, you know, because nobody can walk in your shoes. You have to do whatever you have to do. So starting to shift into self-prioritization mode, that would be my biggest food for thought kind of seed for your audience today.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on,
come on.
We all know when we get on the airplane, Christine, that we need to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. And so why not think about it that way for every aspect of life? I think that that's great. Well, Christine, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
The easiest way is to go to my website, christinemeansbusiness.com. Feel free to reach out through the contact form or stalk me on social media and just reach out and let me know that you heard me on George's podcast. I'd be happy to connect.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Christine your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to christinemeansbusiness.com and check out all the great resources and get in touch. Thanks again, Christine.
Thanks.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.